From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A key aide to U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the White House is considering all of the options it has to blunt a court ruling freezing the president's order to ban travel from seven countries and block refugees from entering the United States. Senior policy advisor Stephen Miller spoke Sunday on several national television programs, including ABC This Week.
The district judge in Seattle said that there was no indication of terrorism from these seven countries in our country. That is a factually false statement. We know there's at least several dozen, perhaps many more than that, cases of terrorism from these countries that have happened in the United States in terms of terroristic plots, terroristic activity, material support for terrorism.
Miller said the Trump administration recognizes the equality of the three branches of the U.S. government, but said there is no such thing as judicial supremacy. Turkish troops and Syrian rebels pushed their way Sunday into the heart of the town of Al-Bab, an Islamic State bastion. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the forces would soon take control of the entire town in northern Syria, but the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says fighting is still concentrated on the outskirts of town. Military sources say al-Shabaab militants overran two small military camps outside Mogadishu in a dawn attack Sunday. Residents in the villages of Tisile and Warmahan say the militants attacked two camps simultaneously. Afghan troops, backed by American air support, launched a major offensive against Islamic State bases in Nangarhar province on Sunday. A military spokesman says security forces are clearing Khat and Haska districts of IS militants. This is VOA News.